If you'd like me to pray for you, just for a baptism of the intellect, that's my thought. Any intellect that I have, which is meager, because we're all learned ignoramuses. We really are. I mean, the Spanish philosopher José Ortega y Gasset once called scientists learned ignoramuses. Not negatively, but it's just true. Scientist knows a little bit about a tiny part of life and doesn't understand the vastness of life, which is us. How great is our God, right? What would it be like to come close to an all-knowing God? But still, we're to love Him with our mind. And Paul, at one point, I think in an exaltation of in confessional praise, he says, we have the mind of God. We have the mind of Christ. If that's you, I'd love to pray for you and just come on up. I bless you now with the baptism of your mind and intellect so that it will know Him more deeply and praise Him more fully. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless you, Shelley, with a fresh baptism of your mind that the attributes of God will become clearer to you and result in great praise and glory to Him. In Jesus' name, amen. What is your name?
Brian.
Brian, I bless you with a baptism of your intellect, of your mind, that you are a lover of God, but now you'll even love Him more because of what He's doing in your mind, that you're understanding Him better, even today, who He is, His fullness and His glory and His majesty. I bless you with these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Shane, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, Shane, I bless you. With an outpouring in your mind of an increase of knowledge and understanding of who He is. And I feel God saying, Shane, you're one of God's spokespersons for who He is. You're going to open your mouth and declare who He is. And just by the declaration, people are going to be drawn to Him. In Jesus' name. Oh, you're His wife. And what is your name?
Diane.
It's so nice to meet you. Let me pray for you too. God, I thank you for Diane, for her love and for her faithfulness, for her knowledge of you. Thank you for her humility. And now, God, come and baptize her mind with a freshness of knowledge so that your all-glorious, transcendent attributes will become even clearer to her. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless you now with a fresh baptism of your intellect, of your mind. I see it now as a powerful tool wielded in the hands of God that will influence many for His kingdom. So I bless you and your husband with this. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless you with an anointing I mean this is how I hear God say an anointing of mental oil that comes from the mind of God and the wisdom of God and a great deposit, an untapped vein of gold discovered by you because of what God is doing in your mind. I speak clarity and wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi. And your name again is? Aaron. Okay. God, I thank you for Aaron. I feel God saying a new season of loving him with all your mind has begun now. And I bless you. You are a student. You're called to be a student. But your studies are different than just theory. You're a student of God. Look, this is what I feel God saying, Aaron. I bless you as a theologian. Because we need theologians, people who know about God and know Him personally. This deadly combination of knowing Him personally and knowing about Him. I pray for a deepening of your knowledge and an anointing on your studies in Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Nathan? Yep, nice to meet you. Yep, Nathan, I bless you now. I just hear the word awareness. An awareness, a sensitivity to the circumstances around you. A discernment of what's really going on in the world. And this will come as a revelation that is accompanied by understanding of who God is. In Jesus' name, I baptize your mind in the Spirit. Yeah, amen. Yeah, thank you. What is your name? Sherry? Okay, it's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for Sherry. So, Lord, we're offering every part of her to you, her heart, her soul, her strength, and her mind. And so now, Holy Spirit, come upon it with a new, fresh baptism. Here's what I feel God saying, Sherry, and if this is for you, you know, you just discern it, but I feel God saying you've had moments where you felt you were not part of the movement. But God is saying, Sherry, you're a rock in the mountain that I am building here. You're a rock in the mountain that I'm building in this place. And you're valuable and precious in that way and in His sight. So, Lord, let it happen in her life now. We'll give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in her. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Yay. What is your name? Cherie. It's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for Cherie. Okay, Cherie, here's what I feel God saying. You've got a book inside of you, and you need to write it. You've heard that before? Okay, well, you know, I mean, sounds like God to me, right? Yeah, here's what you're writing about, Cherie. You're writing about what you have to say, because God is saying you've got something to say. You've got something to communicate. And so you're just going to communicate what God has given you to say. That you have a voice. You have a voice. And my own, now this is coming to me as a little girl. There was an incident in school where you felt that you lost your voice because of something that happened. And God says, I see that. And now the voice is back. This doesn't mean you're to go on the TV show The Voice. You could. But He's given you a voice, and I just felt there's a book inside of you, and I feel God saying, now begin to write. Take up the pen and write it. I bless you with an understanding. I bless you with much to say. I bless you with a great confidence. And I feel God, Cherie, why not you? Really, really, why not you? Because some people are writing books just to publish. But you're going to write something because God's given you something to say. It's going to be different in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. What is your name? Andrea. It's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for Andrea. I thank you for her heart of worship and her great love for you. I thank you, Father, already she has a deep understanding of you, but now I pray in Jesus' name you deepen it. I feel God saying, I'm going to take you to places of understanding of who He is that are going to be, that you're going to stand in awe. It's as if you've never driven 299 before and you're right driving it for the first time and you're seeing things that you never noticed before. That God's going to show you new vistas and new heights and take you into places of awareness and intellect that are going to give great glory and honor to Him and that are going to affect even more your worship and your heart for Him. I bless you with these things in Jesus' name. Annie? Yep. How are you doing? Good. God, I thank you for Annie and her love for you and her heart for you. I thank you for her mind for you. I'm thinking of the verse in the Psalms where the psalmist asks, Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him? I mean, that verse just comes to my mind right now. And I feel God saying to you, Annie, look at you who are mindful of me. I bless you with a mind baptized afresh in greater clarity and greater wisdom as to what our God is like. In Jesus' name, amen. Buck, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, great to have you here. God, I thank you for Buck. And I anoint you now with a greater baptism of the mind of our God. I feel God saying, pray to attributes over you. So knowledge in Jesus' name, power in Jesus' name, love in Jesus' name, righteousness in Jesus' name, purity in Jesus' name, grace in Jesus' name, mercy in Jesus' name, knowledge in Jesus' name, forgiveness in Jesus' name, peace in Jesus' name. I feel God saying there's been an agitator in your heart. In John 14:1, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. And the word troubled in the Greek language there is agitated, like a washing machine, going back and forth, back and forth. And Jesus says, let your heart not do this. And so I feel God is revealing this to me because he wouldn't reveal it if he wasn't going to stop the agitator. So in Jesus' name, we stop the agitator. And we speak peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Hi, you are Heather? Okay, it's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for Heather. I feel God saying, I see you, Heather. You are a woman after my own heart. And now I feel God saying this, and you are becoming a woman after my own mind. This is very, very good. I feel God saying, here in Heather, there's a deadly combination of the heart and mind coming together in the knowledge of God. And so I bless you now. I feel this is what I hear God saying. I bless you with these two weapons of righteousness. A heart filled with his presence, a mind that knows him deeply. A heart filled with his presence, a mind that knows him deeply. Both guns blasting at the enemy. Both guns firing at the enemy because of what he's doing with you. And I hope you can take this analogy, but I feel God saying there's rows and rows of ammo that I've gotten both these weapons. You'll never run out. So I bless you with that in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if that's because I'm in hunting country or what. I've never said anything like that before, and I think this may be the place to do it. I bless you with a deepening of your understanding in the knowledge and attributes of God so that you might love God with your mind even more greatly, and that these great truths of God's mind deposited in you will descend from your mind into your heart and become your embodied being so that you live these things. A fresh baptism of the intellect now, Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Elizabeth, nice to meet you. Yep. God, I thank you for Elizabeth. And I bless you, Elizabeth. Here's what I feel God saying. And, you know, you discern it. But I feel God saying, Elizabeth, through your open eyes, you will discern my intellect. Through your open eyes, you will discern my knowledge. And so, Father, just reveal your knowledge to her. I feel God saying, I'm going to speak a language that only you know. So you will have no doubt in your heart, in your mind, that this is the Lord speaking to you. And I bless you with this fresh revelation of who God is in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep, thank you. How are you doing? Good. And what is your name?
Noah.
Noah, so nice to meet you. Yeah. God, I thank you for Noah. And for who he is in you. And now I bless you with a fresh impartation of wisdom and knowledge and clarity in your mind. Father, here's someone who already knows you and loves you, and we praise you for that. But because of what God is doing in you and how he's deepening your understanding, that this good work that he's doing in you, God's going to use you mightily to advance his kingdom and be one of his spokespersons. And so, Father, we lift up Noah to you and stretch out your hand to him now. Touch his mind. In Jesus' name, amen. And your name is? Teresa. It's nice to meet you. Yeah. Father, I thank you for Teresa and who she is in you, created in your image, after your likeness. I thank you, God, for Christ in her, the hope of glory. That Christ dwells in you richly with all of who he is, including his wisdom and an understanding of our God. I thank you, Father, that here's one who draws close to you. And now in Jesus' name, I feel God saying, I'm going to accelerate his understanding of himself in you. And this will be a blessing to you and others beyond compare. Because of what he's doing in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, Judy. Father, I thank you for my sister and my new friend, Judy. I'm thinking again of the word that I felt I had for you yesterday. I just feel God saying, repeat it to her again. And it's because it's going to deepen in you that, Judy, you haven't seen anything yet. The best days of your ministry, the best days of God's ministry through you are right there now and in the days ahead. And this is the time. I feel God saying, Judy, this is the time for me and you. This is it now. Stand back and behold what I'm doing in you and what I will do through you. And you're just to abide in him and keep your heart and mind open. And he'll tell you what to do and what not to do. But I thank you, God, for a heart and a mind that exudes wisdom and knowledge. And I thank you, Father, that you're even deepening it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep, thank you. Hi, how you doing? My name is John, and you are? Bill, it's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for my brother Bill. And I lift him up to you. And I speak healing of whatever needs to be touched in him, physical healing now in Jesus' name for whatever needs to be touched. And we thank you, God, that you're all powerful. There's nothing that you cannot do, and we praise you for that. I thank you that Bill knows that. And I thank you that you're all loving, that you love to defeat the enemy, and you love us as you heal us and touch us. And so for those things in your physical body that have not been right, I say now be right in Jesus' name. And I pray for a fresh baptism of your mind and clarity and intellect that will even give greater glory. And I feel Bill say, or God saying, Bill, that you are a prayer warrior. Everyone's called to pray, but you've got a ministry of prayer, and you're going to be a laborer in prayer, and you're going to be praying in the Olive Garden with Jesus. That's what I feel him saying. And it's going to be very, very good what God is doing through you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, Karen. I stayed at Karen's house and Dick's house the other night. And last night, Karen made homemade gorgonzola pizza. Goat cheese. Homemade goat cheese pizza. Yes. Yes, that's all I have to say to that. Yes, Lord. God, I thank you for Karen. And I know you worked in libraries. I already know that. I already know that you love learning. And here's what I feel God say to you, Karen. You're going to love it even more in the days ahead. Because your learning is not over yet. And what you have learned is just a foundation for what I, the Lord, am going to show you in the days ahead of His glory and His majesty. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Hi, your name is Richard. Okay, it's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for my brother Richard. And I ask for a fresh baptism of his mind now in Jesus' name. That more and more now he might have the mind of Christ, that he might think as Jesus thinks. Here's what I feel the Lord saying, Richard. It's, you have asked many times, you know, Jesus, what would you have me do? But in the days to come, less and less you'll be asking, you will not be asking, what would Jesus do? Because you have the mind of Christ. And with the mind of Christ, you won't be needing to ask so much, what would Jesus do? You'll be thinking as he thinks, seeing things as he sees things. So I thank you, God, for what you're doing in my brother. And I bless you with that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep. Your name again was Stacy. Okay, it's nice to meet you. Yeah. God, I thank you for Stacy. My sense of what God is saying, Stacy, you discern this for yourself, okay? Because, you know, God is God and He knows what's up. If it doesn't fit you, then just put it aside. But I feel God saying to you, Stacy, do you know who you are? And this is not a criticism. Do you know who you are? And the capabilities that you have and the abilities that you have? Because I feel the Lord saying he's seen the wondering about your capabilities and abilities. Sometimes feeling maybe like a second-class citizen in the kingdom. And I feel God saying, Stacy, these are the days when you will know who you are and who he is in such a greater way that all those old issues are now being cast aside. And now you're walking forward in a strength and a confidence. And it's going to cause some people to hardly recognize you. It's going to be a combination of power and love and wisdom and knowledge and discernment that God will show you what to do and what not to do. I feel God saying, Stacy, come forth. Stacy, come forth. Stacy, come forth. And here she is. Here she is. Praise you, Lord. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Praise God. He's doing such a good thing in you. He is. Yeah. You're a powerful force for the kingdom. You really are. It's like, who is this woman? Your name again is Aaron? All right. So good to meet you. God, I thank you for my brother Aaron. Wow, this is wild. Listen to what I'm thinking about. I mean, this is how old I am. I'm thinking of an old song by a Christian group. Raise your hand if you're with me. I need some comfort. Called Petra. Anyone remember Petra? I mean, oh my God, this. I mean, I just love them, you know. But this Petra song just came to me. Yeah, which goes, in heavenly honor, we enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us. How many know that song? Against us shall stand, the power belongs to the Lord. So we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. Have you ever heard that song before? You have? I feel that this is for you today. I mean, I have to believe it's for you today. I haven't thought of that song in a long time. I think it's a great song. So I'm going to pray it over you. Honor in Jesus' name. Heaven in Jesus' name. The land in Jesus' name. Glory in Jesus' name. Power and strength in Jesus' name. And a mind baptized by you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Aaron, I feel the Lord saying, the land's there, go into it, in Jesus' name, amen. Hi, Tim. Yep, so good to have met you some. Yeah. God, I thank you for my brother and my friend, Tim. Here's what I feel the Lord saying. Tim, my calling is greater than you have thought. My calling on you is greater than you have thought. And I feel God saying that this is good, Tim, because you've not tried to be something other than who you are. That you've not sought after personal fame or to be somebody, but you just wanted Him. And I feel God saying, because of that, the calling is greater than you even could imagine, of His plans and purposes being accomplished through you. And so I bless my brother now with a deeper sense of this calling. And I feel God saying, you don't have to try to figure this out. As you abide in Him, it's going to be clearer and clearer. So no striving, no trying real hard. But I feel the Lord saying, it is there. And it's there because of your abiding in Him. I bless you with that, Tim, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I bless you now in Jesus' name with a baptized intellect, a baptism of the mind, a deeper understanding of the mind of Christ, which brings clarity, which brings wisdom, which brings knowledge, which brings humility, which brings hunger for more of your wisdom. So greater revelation, Lord God, now in Jesus' name. Greater revelation of your glory, of your heart, of your mind. And I thank you for what you're doing in her, in my sister, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let it come. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So good to have met you, get to know you. Yeah. Father, I thank you for my brother, Garrett. Here's what comes to me, Garrett, and again, you just discern this for yourself, but the thought comes to me, God is saying, Garrett, you are Simeon, waiting for the consolation of Israel, serving in the temple. And you've been faithful. And you've persevered while others have fallen away. But like in the Gospels, Simeon met the couple and knew what was going on, and he praised God because here it was, the birth was here. I feel God saying, you're going to see the birth. You're going to see the birth that you've been laboring for, that you've been serving in the temple for. You will see the birth, and you will identify it. God, you're one of the identifiers, and God's people will give thanks for what He's doing in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, it's great to know you. Your name again is Suki. Okay. But this is really cool because we have a woman in my church in Detroit whose name is Suki. Yeah. She's not even Korean. She just her parents named her Suki, but she's not. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm thinking of that. So I don't think it means anything, Suki. Okay. That doesn't mean anything. But hopefully what comes is going to mean something. Father, I thank you for my sister Suki, and I pray now for a fresh revelation and a fresh baptism of her mind, for a clarification of thoughts that were once cloudy, for a direction. I feel God is saying, Suki, I'm giving you direction now in life today for something that you sought God for. And God is going to order your steps because He's going to give you more of His capacities to see the way ahead. So God's saying, you're a prophetic woman. But God allows you to see what's coming up and speak into others' lives that would strengthen them and comfort them and encourage them. Father, thank you for what you're doing in Suki's mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you,
Nice to meet you. Your name is? Gail, it's nice to meet you. Yep. God, I thank you for my sister Gail. And I bless you now with a new anointing of wisdom accompanied with strength. I feel God saying wisdom and strength. Wisdom and strength. And a clarification, a baptism of your intellect. So that, Gail, you have a spirit-baptized intellect, which is powerful to break down strongholds, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Father, baptize her mind now in Jesus' name afresh, and we'll give praise to you. Amen. It's nice to meet you. And your name is? Natalie. It's so good to meet you. Oh, okay. You're the wife of the really big guy back there? Hi. It's nice to meet you. Conan. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Oh, man. It's so good to have you here today. Yeah. Let me pray for all three of you here, okay? Father, I thank you for little Conan. Wow, what a mighty name. Oh, I'm thinking now of a book that I read years ago. I forget the author. It was called it was called Freedom from the Barbarian Within. His dad had a lot of anger issues, okay. I bless you as a man who's going to release others from the barbarian within, in Jesus' name. And I bless you, ladies, with wisdom and intellect and strength. Father, I thank you. I thank you for these caregivers. I feel God is saying, I've seen your caregiving. I've seen the extra hours. I've seen the tears. I've seen the cries out for provision. I've seen this. And yet the truth is, God also said, I've seen you stay. I've seen you stay. And this is very, very good. Look, I think here's what God is saying to me. Staying power is just as impressive as miracles. It really is. We need more people with staying power. I've seen some people who just are going after the miracle, but they don't have the staying power. I mean, we want them both, Lord. But I bless you with staying power and miracles now. Staying power and miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, thank you. How are you doing? Now, what is your name? Debbie. Gabby, it's great to meet you. Wow, this may be just a word association, but in my city where I live in near Detroit, there's a place called Gabby's House. And Gabby's House rescues young mothers and their babies. It rescues them when they have no place to stay. And so the name Gabby in my city is a very positive name, because anyone who says Gabby immediately thinks of Gabby's House, and they are rescuing people who need help. They are rescuing them. And so when I look at you, this is what I want to pray over you, okay? And I know that God could do this through you, and will do this. So I'm going to bless you as one who rescues other people. I'm going to bless you, Gabby, as someone who has eyes to see the troubled hearts of other people for the sake of releasing them from their bondage. And you are going to be a woman who's going to rescue many people, and many are going to give glory and honor and praise to you for what God is doing in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Your name is Rebecca. It's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for my sister Rebecca. Come now, Holy Spirit, upon her mind and baptize her intellect in Jesus' name, so that there will be greater wisdom and greater understanding and greater knowledge and greater capacity to know the deep things of you, O God. And I feel God saying, Rebecca's, as you are now going to be experiencing greater clarity and understanding of who He is, of who your God is, this is going to change your prayer life and your worship and even some of the things that you do, because you're going to be given such clear revelation from the Lord and what He's doing that it's going to... I feel God is saying this. It's like your circumstances are not going to trouble you now, because the revelation of what God is doing in your heart and mind will overcome the circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. Yep. How are you doing? What is your name? Eva? It's nice to meet you. And your name is? Teresa, how do you know Eva? Okay. You know, I thought that, or other, you're really good buddies. Yeah, Father, yeah, God, I thank you for this mother and daughter who are best friends. And I declare it and seal it now for all the days of your life, as it should be. Best friends in the Lord forever, and companions. Look, here's what I feel God saying. He has a twosome ministry for both of you. It's going to be a companion ministry. And the closeness is even going to tighten, because you're going to minister together. And you won't have to try to figure this out. You won't have to try to make this happen. Just keep connecting with Him. And He's going to show you something that you're going to do as a mother-daughter team. And I feel God saying, look, I need it. I need it to happen. That is what He's going to call you to do. Because there's nothing else out there like that. And it's going to be a new ministry. Your name once again, Walt. Yeah, Father, I thank you for Walt, and I pray now, Lord God, that you would come with a fresh baptism of his mind, of his intellect. And I bless you now as someone who loves the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And so come into this all your mind part of Walt with a greater revelation of who you are, O God. I thank you. We praise you, God, for what you're doing. And I bless you in your ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi. And your name is Linda. Okay, one of my favorite names, my wife Linda. Yeah, yay. Father, I thank you for my new friend Linda. And Linda, I bless you now. I anoint you with a fresh baptism of your mind, with greater revelation of who God is, of greater understanding of what God is like. And the greater understanding of what God is like is going to also set you free from things that have held you back. Because with more understanding of what God is like comes less fear, comes less bondage, comes less worry. I speak peace over you and joy. I thank you, Father. Here is already a woman of compassion and understanding. So thank you for what you're deepening in her this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, how you doing? Ryan, it's nice to meet you. Yeah. God, I thank you for Ryan. And I bless you, Ryan, now. Father, come with a new move of your spirit and his mind. feel God saying, Ryan, your mind is going to be a powerful tool wielded as an instrument of righteousness to break down strongholds. And that God is going to give you His wisdom and deposit words of knowledge and words of wisdom that you'll be giving to other people that will help set them free and help strengthen them. So Lord, come with fresh revelation now. We thank you and give you praise. In His name, amen. How are you doing? Reuben. Okay, Reuben, it's great to meet you. God, I thank you for my brother Reuben. And come now, Holy Spirit, on his mind and baptize it afresh, his intellect. And I thank you, Father, for this work that you're doing in Reuben's mind and in his spirit. I feel God saying, Reuben, it's all going to be connected inside of you as it should be. It's not going to be compartments. It's not going to be, well, this is your mind, or this is your heart, or this is your spirit. I feel God saying you're going to become like Nephesh, like a Nephesh. Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and God created man, a living soul. The word there was Nephesh. I hear the word Nephesh being spoken over you, which is a whole person, a fully connected and integrated person. I feel the sense of disconnection inside of parts not connecting. God's bringing that together now in Jesus' name. And it's creating a great unity inside of you that's based upon His being. I bless you with that in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, thank you. Your name is Emily. It's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for Emily. And I lift her up to you. And I say, come, Holy Spirit, on her mind. And I feel God saying, Emily, I'm moving now in a new way in your mind. And I'm slowing things down. That's what I feel God's asking. I'm slowing things down. And this is going to create a great peace in your mind. The word for me from God is, I'm moving your mind into slow motion, where you're going to see details calmly and slowly because of what He's doing in your mind. And the frantic thing is now gone in Jesus' name. And it's going to produce many great things for God's kingdom. Because you're going to be one who observes and sees what the Lord is doing, because you've got this quality of your mind that belongs to God. In Jesus' name, amen. How are you doing? Your name is Nathan. It's nice to meet you. Yeah. God, I thank you for Nathan. Nathan, I feel the Lord saying this, and you know, you discern it yourself, but I feel God saying, Nathan, I study hard for my kingdom. Study hard for my kingdom. And you are one of my students, and you're going to study hard, and you're going to invest yourself in these things, and it's going to be a slow cooker. So you won't need to, it's not going to be you're not going to be a mixed student who just gets something fast food here and there, but you're going to slow cook in the deep things of God. Gain a wisdom over time that's going to produce great fruit in the days to come. I bless you with this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Hi, your name is Eva. Okay. God, I thank you for Eva. And I bless you, Eva, now in Jesus' name, with a mind that knows our God in deep ways. And I bless you as one of God's people who loves Him also with all your mind. And I bless you with unexpected time to do this. I feel God saying, you're going to get the time to do this. God's going to show you what to cut back and what to invest in. So thank you, God, for the work that you're doing in Eva's mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, thank you. Hi, and your name is Ivy. It's nice to meet you. God, I thank you for Ivy. Ivy, here's what I hear God saying. And you know, you write it in your journal. What you're going to bring out of death, you're going to bring life. You're going to speak to dead things and bring them to life. And it can be people, but it can be ideas. And it can be visions. And it can be other things. Things that other people have buried and put away, but were of God. But you're going to be given eyes to see this, and it's going to be done in a way that's filled with grace and hope and truth. People are going to give thanks to God for what you're calling into existence that should have been. And I bless you with wisdom and discernment and knowledge for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Hi, Bill. So good to meet you and get to know you a little bit. God, I thank you for my friend and brother Bill. I feel God saying, Bill, you are one of his great servants who demonstrates trusting in him and the overcoming of life's circumstances. Or even in the midst of life's circumstances, you have not ceased to praise him and give him glory and joy. And I feel God saying, Bill, this is what really counts. This is what really counts. The verse is coming to my mind. I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection. And it's this part. And the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. And this is not like one of your most popular worship songs. But it is in the Word. And it's so important. So I bless you as a fellow in the sharing of Christ's sufferings. In the fellowship. You're in the same ship of all those who share in his sufferings. And the Lord is saying this is very, very good what he's doing in you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I love you too. So nice to meet you. Yeah. I'd love to do that. Yeah. How are you doing? Good. My name is John and you are Rich. It's great to meet you. Oh, yeah, I saw you back there worshiping. God, I thank you for my worshiping brother, Rich. I thank you for this great doorkeeper in the house of God. For here's someone who would just rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than anything else. It's better as one day in your presence. And so I bless you, Rich, with even a experience of his presence and for a fresh baptism of your intellect so that you would love God, the Lord your God, even with your mind, even more. I feel this is going to create a vast expanse in you, Rich. What God is doing in your mind is going to create this deep, deep carved out valley. I'm thinking of the Rift Valley in Africa, and I've been to the Rift Valley in Africa, and it is beyond belief how wide, how deep, and how long it is. And so I see God say, I'm going to produce a rift valley in your heart because of what I'm doing in your mind. And his vastness is going to consume you. And people are going to notice it and they're going to see it and they're going to be greatly influenced. And they're going to give praise and honor to God. And they're going to want God because of what he's doing in you. I bless you with that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So good to meet you. How you doing? Dixon, nice to meet you. Yeah. Father, I thank you for my brother Dixon. I feel God saying, Dixon, that I'm going to come upon your mind in such a way that there are some very important things you're going to begin to see and ideas that you never really envisioned before. And they're going to be from the Lord, and he's going to give them to you, and he's going to give them to you because he knows he can trust you with them. And I feel this is God's approval of you, his commendation of you. I feel the Lord saying, Dixon, I trust you with these things. And this is very, very good. I feel God saying it doesn't get any better than that for your God to entrust you with things. So I feel as you continue to seek him and abide in his presence and worship before him, I feel God saying, Dixon, you're going to need to keep a notebook next to you. You're going to need to carry 3x5 cards with you throughout the day. And you're going to want to pay attention to that idea, to that thought, as God gives you revelation. God's going to put the pieces of that together. And I think I hear God saying, behold, through you I am doing a new thing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I bless you guys as a worship team. You're just, thank you so much. Are your fingers sore yet? Not too bad. I bless you guys, okay? And thank you for having me here. Just a great honor to be here.